because at Blood that time, Talk Radio. You know, reggae wasn't pop. We wasn't feeling reggae.
He wasn't feeling reggae.
Huh. At least not the
Hold on now, too, now.
We never seen him. We never seen him with a reggae album.
He was like mixing in with y'all then.
All the way, man.
African American.
Like we was amazing. Like what we were doing, our style, our finesse, right. How we carried ourselves. Name a couple of Jamaican artists.
Bob Marley.
But he ain't played no Bob Marley.
I want to shout out the original breakdancers. And you know, it's very interesting. Why is it that the original breakdancers never hardly get any recognition or credit for what they did? You know, Kool Herc, you know, he generated the music for them, but it was the dancers who was actually creating moves on the
Thank you, Unseen Days.
Much as credit is Kool Herc, why is it that they are kept like unheard of? You don't really hear of the original breakdancers at Kool Herc parties. And my message to Chuck D is, you know, when you talk to the original dancers who was at Kool Herc parties, they say a totally different thing. You know, it wasn't no Jamaican culture coming to the Bronx starting hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't no Caribbean culture coming to the Bronx starting hip-hop. You know, we've always respected Chuck D. A lot of us has always respected Chuck D as, you know, accurate with information, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, to be trusted, information to be trusted. If Kool Herc is indeed the first one who brought the two turntables and a microphone to New York City, then great, you know what I'm saying? And Chuck D is right, and I've learned something new, you know what I'm saying? But like I say, I've never heard Kool Herc actually say that. You know, I've never heard Kool Herc say that. He brought toasting to America, and that's what started hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? From my understanding, the Jamaican pioneers who started toasting actually got toasting from our American elders.
I came back and changed that. Made it like a toasting, you know.
Did you get that idea from America?
America, right.
You know what I'm saying? It was America who was making rhymes and MCing on microphone. What they used to call jive talk, you know what I'm saying? And then the Jamaicans copied it and they called it toasted. To Chuck D, my message to Chuck D is, you know what I'm saying? We respect you, respect your history, you know, trust you, you know, with the information. But let's just get the information correct. Let's not spread more lies and more rumors and false information and this hip-hop holy trinity. Let's not deify men.
Dance music. Soul and funky was kept by some of those DJs playing those American records. And this is the beginning of what they call the Holy Trinity. And this is the beginning of what they call the Holy Trinity of DJs. Kool Herc. And then along that area, Africa, Bambaataa, and Zulu Nation.
This hip-hop Holy Trinity, let's not deify men. You know what I'm saying? I'm not here to deify any pioneer, Mario or any pioneer. I'm not here to deify or put one pioneer over the rest. Because for me, it's all about the masses of us. It's all about the masses of us coming to agreement and moving in one organized direction. My message to Chuck D is let's get the information correct. If Kool Herc is the one who brought that to New York, then please let Kool Herc teach us so we can all learn together the right way. And like I say, it's all about cross-reference. Whatever Kool Herc says, believe it's going to be cross-referenced with other elders who was around at that time.
Be with it. Listen to a Dionne Warwick song and try to sing it exactly as Dionne did it.
I wanted to save this for last because I really have a lineup. But this is where I say we created your culture. It's not my fault. It's not our fault. Again, you have to blame Trevor, a.k.a. Busta Rhymes, for all of this. So this most important piece that you're about to witness, if you're new to this channel or didn't see my last live on this, this will fully explain where they get their culture from. You know what I mean? We are the main ingredients to their culture of what musically. Let me be very specific. I don't want to leave none out. Musically, because it transitioned from our shit to what we know as now. Okay, here is the nail in the coffin. Why is it I'm the only one saying that we created your culture? And it's coming from their own pioneer's mouth. Here's where you get buried alive. I am sorry you did it to yourself. And I close by saying again, my condolences.
See me walking down the street and I'm about to cry. Cry with me. Walk on by. If you are a group, you try to study the Supremes, Martyrs and the Vandalists. If there was a group who comes from abroad to our shores, we would want to go and see them because they have something to teach us.
Again, I am not going to let that just brush over that fast. When they come over here, we go see them because they have something to teach us. That's very important words there. Or saying it's pending. Hold on, let me see, love. Because I have my shit on block. Hold on, everybody. Hold on 1 second. I'm sorry. Let me see. I gotta wait for this shit to load up. Oh, nah, it's there now. It's good now. Unseen Days, thank you. I got it. And thank you, everybody that donated and everything. I really appreciate it. But let me repeat it one more time. Let me bring it first. We cannot let... We have to be very, like, attentive to every word. We was teaching y'all shit. That means we were the influence. And this is at the time where they don't have their own music yet, y'all. They sound is not even created yet, y'all. I digress.
If there was a group who comes from abroad to our shores, we would want to go and see them because they have something to teach us.
From the American R&B music, you know, because they're always being influenced by the Impressions, all them soul R&B girls.
Imitating the rhythm and blues songs like the Smiley Lewis or Professor Longhair, Louis Jordan, you know, those kind of beats. We try to imitate it.
Beans and cornbread had a fight. Beans, not cornbread, out of sight. Beans. Cornbread said, now that's all right.
Beans.
Meet me on the corner tomorrow night.
I'll be ready.
He was playing the boogie woogie and the shuffle and thing like that. Area code 929. After this, I got you. I forgot that. You holding on. So hold on, I got you.
He was definitely swatting, copying the American stuff. He did some rhythm and blues. Tried to copy the rhythm and blues with that driving beat.
It was all about rhythm and blues.
As the 1950s rolled on, the music of Fats Domino, Ray Charles, and Louis Jordan was streaming into the...
Oh, hold on. Somebody said Dan Calloway's in the chat. That's my guy, man. Salute to you, King. If you in here, salute to my boy Dan Calloway, man. Let's keep it pushing. Salute to Dan Calloway. Keep up the good work, all right?
Radio. radio stations just over 90 miles away. And with the sound systems blasting out most nights of the week, downtown Kingston went dance crazy. And competition was fierce. To pull in the punters, you had to have the best music blasting out of your system. The race was on for the hottest American tune. The race was on for the hottest American tune.
And the American people, they need cheap labor, so they bring this cotton cane and beans. But why are you here cutting again? If you buy rhythm and blues, 6 times more money you get because you're going to sell it back to sound system people. So everybody anxious to go to the farmer, but not to cut cane. They want to go buy some records. You know?
Out of this fierce competition, two giants emerged, Clement Coxenberg and Arthur Duke Reed, combining their record businesses with their sound system.
Hey, if you have any thoughts after this, Dane, you could call in to give your thoughts and all that. I'm not going to interview you. We had an interview, which was a great interview. Everybody, please just type up Dane Calloway, All Viral Access Media. We had a spontaneous interview just baked in there. So when we picked it up, boom, and you know what I'm saying? It was great. It was great. If y'all didn't see it, look it up. Hold on. Who the fuck is calling me? Oh, my mom's calling me. All right. Let me play. Hey, what's going on?
And would continue to control the Jamaican music business for the next 6 years.
The reggae artist was rapping on that music back in the 70s, late 60s. The reggae artist was rapping on that music back in the
70s. I don't know, but I'm not sure.
To create this jacket that would use the microphone in different records. All the other DJs before our time, they would only just put on the records and either dance with a girl or drink a beer. But it wasn't anything exciting.
Well, I'm Clement Dodd, better known as Sir Coxon Downbeat, master of the Royal Society of Jazz, and King of Sound System.
When were you growing up? That was their music.
No, no, no.
Martha Richards radio, and we used to listen to the Fine Station a lot. Voice of America.
This is the Voice of America, Washington, D.C., signing on.
Right, Voice of America, listening to people like Billy Eckstein.
I leave no shackles to remind me. I'm just a prisoner of love.
And I'm sure Vaughn.
I can't forget how two hearts met.
And she was fine, too. And look how fine she looked, too.
Sure.
Woo! Sarah Vaughn.
Wasn't really in the swing. I came back and changed that. We did like a toast thing, you know.
Did you get that idea from America?
America, right. And then I got together with Count Machuki. And, you know, we'll just toast to him like I've heard it on the radio station.
were just toasting, like I've heard it on the radio station.
When I left Jamaica, this is the music I was listening to back in the days.
Very important. Y'all dropping out because this is very important. Check it out, man.
Playing the boogie woogie and the shuffle and things like that. We realized that we were definitely swatting, copying the American stuff. But after playing and experimenting along the way, we realized we could do something on our own. And then just for that difference, this is why we decide to really come up and stick to this scale.
So you thought we want to make something Jamaican?
Some Jamaican sound, true Jamaican sound.
We start imitating the rhythm and blues song, like the Smiley Lewis or Professor Longyear, Louis Jordan, you know, those kind of beats. We tried to imitate it. It didn't turn out that way. So we decided to keep this as our own type. That's how that can come in.
Styling like those was really rhythm and blues. What we did to this rhythm and blues is like you'll be doing 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. This kind of we change it to 1, 2, 3. And then it's more 2, 4, 2, 4 instead of 1.
This is Jamaica's first musical revolution.
I'm gonna bring it back, but I just needed that little tiny part to just marinate, like how you soaking your food for the next day, so that flavor could just sink into the meat. I don't need to say pause. Let it marinate into the soul and the psyche. We are and still is the influence. And I don't want to hear nobody else say this shit again. There's going to be people that's going to say it. I understand. Us as the gatekeepers you remember like the Matrix? Excuse me. The key maker. Remember the Asian guy who was the key maker, who had all the keys to all the doors and shit like that. They had to protect them. Remember, Neo had to protect them. Or it was one of them, and he was on a motorcycle and shit like that. We are the key makers. We have to protect the keys to the culture. Do you understand me? Do y'all understand? I need some amens. I need some thumbs up or something. I know y'all feeling the conversation. So I'm just a little bit in my moment right now. We are the gatekeepers, the key makers, family. Do you understand? Solidify and fortify and protect our goddamn culture, because if we don't, they're going to do exactly what they're trying to do now, is claiming for themselves. We let the shit linger and niggas got bold. They done poked the fucking bear. They woke up DMX out his sleep. You don't wake up the dog when he sleep. They woke us the fuck up. And we are never going back to sleep. So it's y'all fault for this. My condolences. This is culture. And you built your culture off of mine. So you keep saying, where's our culture? I'm going to ask you, how would your culture, musically, let me just say musically, which is the most important part of a culture, is the how you express yourself artistically. Who is the foundation of your cultural music? I wish I could have the Funk Master Flex bomb drop. I would drop so many bombs right now. My condolences. And thank Busta Rhymes for that. It ain't my fault.
It's kind of, we change it to 1, 2, 3, and then it's 1, 2, 4, 2, 4, instead of 1.
This is Jamaica's first musical revolution. I'm glad it's Ska.
Come on, man. Come on. What's up? Dane Calloway, call in real quick because now I got one. Matter of fact, I'm gonna play one more. But Dane, call in, King. We got somebody that was holding on for a long time. We got 929. You on the air? What's your thoughts before I play my last goddamn video? What's up? Area code 929. You on the air? Are you there? Yeah, that person been holding on for a minute. I'm not gonna lie. So if they not.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah. Peace, thank you for holding on. You was holding on for a very long time. What's up? But please mute your background. Mute your background though. Go ahead.
I'm from New York City. I'm from Brooklyn. I'm 38 years old. All
right.
My mother's FBA, my father's FBA, and from what you were showing on the videos, truthfully speaking, there was no Caribbean influence or nobody else except our people. That's FBA, our lineages through slavery. From the videos you shown, through all of that, there was no, so there was no Hispanics, no Jamaicans, none of that from the beginning. So there's no 50-50, there's none of that. That's not true.
Facts.
I'm in High Bridge right now, and when I look outside right out my window, Dominicans are right across the street from me. They don't talk to people that's FBA or Africans. Mm-hmm. They all segregated. I'm in the Bronx right now in High Bridge. Nelson Avenue on 167th and 168th. No cap.
Mm.
So where's all the unity at?
Yep. And they just want to equate crime to us. Everything else, they just want to take. So this is what I just say. At the end of the day, y'all, look, if people don't have respect for you, why should you have respect for them? Just keep it moving. Don't listen. Let's keep doing us and just protect the culture. We have to start chipping motherfuckers off the culture. Like we have to now because niggas got too comfortable, man. That's what I have to say. What's your last thoughts, King? Because I'm this shit. You know what I mean?
My last thoughts is this. Keep the culture alive. Don't let nobody infiltrate. Salute to you. You're a Brooklynite. I'm a Brooklynite. I'm from East New York. You from the star? I'm from Georgia and Livonia. 38 years old. I'm a Scorpio. This is my whole life. You know what I'm saying? Right. Salute to you. I'll see you in the A. Hold our culture down and keep pushing in. Don't let nobody infiltrate because everybody else will guard this. So we got to guard ours.
That's right. Man, salute to you, man, and thank you for calling in, man.
Yeah,
Brooklyn,
I'm
going to
land my plane in. 100.
All right. One. That's what I'm talking about. Dane Calloway, if you already in, please let me know. The number's right there on the screen. I'm going to play a little bit of this, and I'm going to play that song that we heard earlier, and I'm out, man. I think I did enough. We are the key makers, the gatekeepers to our own culture, and I can see why people don't want to stand next to us, because you know if you stand into a month, then it's gonna sound arrogant, right? Why you pushed us to be more arrogant than what we ever be? Because you stand, we gonna outshine you some way somehow. Not saying that your culture, what you claim to be as your culture, is not rich. It doesn't have any excitement or love or things to it. Nobody's not saying that. See, we don't disrespect other people's cultures like that. Like we don't try to claim what y'all hold dear to your heart, which is your culture, man. And I'm not just talking about Jamaicans. I'm talking about each and every one of you motherfuckers, Cubans, Mexicans, Dominicans, or Chinese, and everybody. You know, we understand that culture is important. That's what you know. That's your lineage. That's your connection. That's in your plasma, your DNA. DNA. I said MA. DNA. Come on, man. So we have to respect that. But y'all niggas trying to look down on our shit when we are the culture. Y'all really need a fucking rewiring. An evaluation of yourself. Y'all niggas need a brain examination, like what the other word I want to say? Like, yeah, just stop. I can't even think no more. I did what I had to do. Y'all niggas need some real soul searching. Y'all niggas need soul searching bad. You know my steez. You already know. And the Fed. Y'all niggas need to stop, fam. We have a great culture which we love. But we was careless with our culture. Very careless. But very warm, very nice, very open, very loving by opening our arms and saying, hey, this is for y'all too. You see, y'all, when you be too nice, y'all get taken advantage of. Y'all know what I'm saying? I like my son, I love Amari to my core, to my very fucking fiber. And he is a great kid. I am so afraid people's going to take advantage of my son. I don't even know how I would take it. I'd probably catch a heart attack, a stroke, because I'm going to be so upset I might have to kill somebody for all my kids. But, I mean, I want to say however, because no one is more important than anybody when it comes to my children. I just was there to raise him. I raised all mine. I got to be careful. But I'm just afraid, and I have to really toughen him up because he's a real good kid. And he's very nice, which is a great thing. But he has to understand that people will take advantage of you, bro. We had some great conversation while he stayed with me for the past. He stayed with me for like a good 4 days. He'll be back in another week. So I'll make sure I'm going to bring him every other weekend to stay with me and shit. So I'm saying that to say that this culture, son, let's treat it as such because we've been so nice. And we just been taken advantage of, man. Yes, lobotomy. That's right. Yeah, Netta, like that. I can't even talk about it. I might get choked up right now. The only thing that makes me cry is my kids, man. Ain't nothing else in this world because I'm very emotional. But when it comes down to mine, I don't know. I feel it now. Like when it is about mine, it hit that switch, fam. You know? It really does. But anyway, let me get out that spirit right now. But the only thing I'm saying is we've been too friendly with the culture, fam. All these niggas dressing like us, taking our culture, saying nigga, but we can't say spick or other shit. That'd be crazy if we go around them and start saying, yeah, you fucking, you know what I mean? What up, spick? Niggas ain't gonna like that, but niggas got so comfortable with saying the nigga shit. But see how you see how they want to be selective when they want to be black or they want to be their own culture. You see that? I understand we grew up in the same neighborhood. But come on now, y'all niggas is very selective. Y'all want to be when y'all want to be. It's all good. I'm just speaking to my peoples, man. None of them care about us. They just want to use us. We are the damaged fucking goods, man. We are the, we just don't run. We are the forever cash cow for everybody. Like, it just don't stop. Because when we create, they take, they use. Like, you know what I mean? So they have to keep us. They have to keep us mentally here. That's why it all starts with the mental, man. We have to really unlearn and relearn some stuff. It's the mentality, y'all. We really have to smarten up and protect our shit like everybody else protect their culture. For real. Keep your head up. Keep your head high, family. Because we the shit. We the shit in the piss, baby. We all that in some. Don't ever let nobody tell you different, nigga. Let me take this one last call. We got Cali in the motherfucking building. 323, where'd it be?
This is Kane Calloway, brother.
Oh, what's good? Kane, talk to me. What up, family? What's your thoughts?
Now, I find it very interesting that Busta Rhymes came out of his mouth and said something like that. I didn't get a chance to see the video, but
right.
What people got to realize is that he's saying that now after he done made millions off of our culture.
Facts.
Like, I personally, I'm going to be honest with you, I personally bought all of his albums.
Me too.
And I'm very surprised that he would come out of his mouth and say something like that.
Right.
Like, that's not, I mean, but that's a message, though. I'm going to be real. That's a message to our people because, like you said earlier, that's clinging on to the people that don't want to step up and demand respect for what they have done over time. Now, he wouldn't have said this years ago because everybody would have shot him down verbally.
Right.
But he know nobody going to combat him right now in the hip-hop game because look at hip-hop now. So he feel as though he earned the right to say that, and which he didn't. But who's going to tell him that he wrong? Who's going to tell him that he wrong? That's what I want. I would want somebody that, like, for example, remember you brought up DMX. X would have put him in his spot.
Right.
But I gotta talk to New York for a second. New York, y'all gotta step up and say something.
That's right.
New York gotta step up and say something because that started in the Bronx. And even though it was a lot of Jamaican immigrants coming to the Bronx because that's an island, okay, just like how they were coming to South Carolina.
Right.
It's the same thing. I'm talking about as far as Jamaicans are concerned. But, yeah, they were clinging on to our cultures years ago, not just around the hip-hop breakdancing era.
That's right.
And you played the video, and it proved that. They were influenced by our culture that we already had. They
That's
didn't
right.
come up with something of their own until later on, after they copied us, though.
Right.
So for Busta Rhymes to come out his mouth and say something that's not factual, stating that we don't have a culture, that's the issue. But I got to get on New York. New York, this is this is where he made the majority of his money from anyway.
That's right.
New York. They put Busta Rhymes on the map as a rapper in New York. Yep. He signed to Electronic Records, Epic Records. He was doing hip-hop.
That's right.
He was putting on his English accent, his best North American English accent.
Talk about it. Facts.
To
yep.
sell records. He did
yep.
songs with Janet Jackson, the sister of Michael Jackson.
Right.
Michael Jackson is the culture.
Yep.
Hey, you going to let this guy disrespect Michael Jackson in the culture? I'm telling you. People in New York got to step up and say something to him because he not the only one. I heard Fat Joe come out his mouth and say something like that.
Yeah,
but
absolutely.
Everybody shot him down quickly saying,
yeah.
nah, the Latino community came later, and so did the Jamaicans.
That's right.
The Jamaican community came later. We talking about late 70s, early 80s is when they started coming up. We weren't listening to that over here. And even when it was coming up, we weren't listening to that heavy over here. It
That's
was
right.
always hip-hop. And prior to hip-hop, you got to give it to the James Browns. Prior
mm-hmm.
to the James Browns, you got to give it to all the people that they named, the Supremes. You
yep.
name it, every single R&B group. And it's odd because P. Diddy just recently came out and said that R&B is dead.
Right.
R&B isn't dead, it just evolved. That's all it did. That's all it did. I mean, but we allowing all these people to come in and infiltrate our culture. Not only just Jamaicans and Latinos, the whites infiltrated the culture. Because look who making the
right.
millions and millions and millions of dollars.
That's right.
It ain't our people, it's them Jews that's behind these record companies making this money.
Why do it? That's right. Go ahead.
I just saw a statistic that they put up. They just put this up recently stating that the record labels, major record labels, make $2.56 million per hour off of artists that stream.
Wow.
Per hour. I'm going to say this again. The major record companies make $2.56 million per hour off of streaming music. Now, just imagine how much money they're making that is not being given to the artists. This is on us. This is on us. Like, real talk. Like, we could say, yeah, we got the culture, but do we have control of the culture?
Right.
That's the issue. We got to take control of the culture. It's
right.
Not about the, like, we could sit Busta Rhymes down and school him because that's what the problem is. He's not educated. We could sit him down and school him. Same thing with Fat Joe. But what about the end result? The end result is these Jews that's running the industry.
Wait, do me a favor, not to cut your wisdom, because they do be fucking up my channel. I know what you mean, but just say small hats. Continue.
I know what you mean. No, I know exactly what you're talking about. They're doing the exact same shit to my channel.
Right.
And I totally forgot that you on YouTube. I know how they're going. And look,
right.
And look who running YouTube.
Leon.
I'm just saying.
Right. Let's get it.
I'm just saying they got it all, and we allowed them to take that. We allowed them to take that, especially something that we built. Like, for example, to go to that, social media. Like, for example, TikTok. TikTok didn't pop off until our people.
Mm-hmm.
Until our people made it pop off. Viral dances, viral sayings, viral clips of music. And then everybody else copied. They get it from us first. We influence. We are the influence in the arts and entertainment.
Yep.
We are. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. We started the arts and entertainment. Nobody else over here in America started the arts and entertainment but us.
That's right.
Everybody else that came here watched and wanted to join because it was so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
Just like our ancestors were before the foreigners got here. They saw us dancing in a circle to our own music, and they wanted to join because they saw us having so much fun.
That's right.
We got to stop allowing these people that want to claim that they are friends infiltrate because they're coming in with flowers to make it seem as if we cool when the gun is in their back pocket.
That's right. Let me ask you this question in closing. What is our culture? What do our culture means to you? However you want to
Everything.
Interpret it.
Everything. That's what I'm about. I'm actually, my whole channel is based on our culture because
right.
Our culture was stolen. Our culture was stolen. Our legacy was stolen. Our history was stolen. Language was stolen. This is what I'm about. I'm about fighting, and if you want to call me an activist, fine. I'm about fighting to keep it in the known amongst our people. Because
right.
We were told by strangers a whole different story that aligned us with who? Foreigners. And we're not foreign to this land. We've been here before any of those people came here. That's what I'm about. That's all I'm about.
Facts in New York, definitely. That's why I'm doing my duty. I wish there was more that have more influence, meaning that's in the industry or that was in the industry to really magnify this lie. And then we have to, like I said before, they woke up the dog. They woke us out our sleep, and I don't want us to fall asleep again. And I'm going to do my job to make sure that we don't. But everybody has to fall in line. This can't just be this temporary shit because culture is important. This is all we have. This is in our DNA. We can't give up and be careless with our fucking culture. And we done it. And look where it's gotten us. We can't do this shit no more. Stay woke, man.
I was fighting so hard to let people know that we didn't come from Africa. Now look what happened. Now you got the ADOS, the FBA. Now people are seeing that we were already here. And I'm glad at that. I'm glad that that worked, because now that's going to put more emphasis on knowing our culture and claiming our culture to force everybody to respect who we are, to respect who we are and what we have done. Person like Busta Rhymes talking like that, that wouldn't fly if people knew their history.
That's right. Niggas would have been on his heels already.
Quickly.
You know what I'm saying? Immediately. This nigga went on damn
near
on
New York.
He went on tour. He
New York, y'all got to step up. New York got to step up and talk and school Busta Rhymes quickly.
Right.
That started in the Bronx way before Busta Rhymes, way before reggae even showed up.
That's right.
It doesn't matter if they had immigrant parents. That doesn't mean that the music was influenced by Jamaica. If they had immigrant parents, that means they were Americans. That means they were here influenced by Americans.
That's right.
They came here. We were already here. And that's what I don't understand. Like, I think he was doing that. I don't know if he paid to do that or what. I'm going to just give him the benefit of the doubt, because he made money off of our culture. For him to sit there and say, we don't have a culture? I wish I could strip him of everything that he – I'm talking about every accolade, every dollar bill he ever made.
Yeah.
There's no way that you're going to say something like that and think it should stick.
I totally fucking agree. I totally agree. And I was going to say something, but I know y'all at odds, and I don't want to bring – y'all. You know, I don't try to bring that kind of fuckery on my show. I don't rock like that. But, you know, a certain person supposed to do this. I'm going to say, you know, man, y'all been going at it, but Tariq Nasheed, and I'm not saying it because of that, but I'm just saying that he's coming out with a documentary that's basically going to highlight this and really put some respect on our name. Now, I don't know how to word this shit. But
I'm not going to, I know what you're saying. And when it comes to this, when it comes to our people, I'm not going to go against Tariq Nasheed.
All right.
Okay. We on the same side. It's just that I was hitting him somewhere else for a different reason, but
right.
Our own people fight amongst our own people anyway. It ain't nothing new.
Right.
Like, I wouldn't take somebody else's side over his. I can tell you that.
Absolutely, and that's what I respect, and that's why this is what needs to happen. We all going to have our differences, but at the end of the day, this is in-house shit. You know what I mean? So to protect our culture,
right.
we gonna side with each other. So I respect you saying that, and I'm almost guaranteed Tariq Nasheed feels the same goddamn way. Y'all just have y'all little differences, but he ain't going to go against you on this note right here. So I respect you saying that.
Yeah, he know what type of person I am. I'm not – he know better, you know, and I know better. It's not – like, when it comes to us versus them, it's going to be us versus them.
Facts. There it is. Hey, man, there's no need for me to tell you to promote your shit because they know you, but if you want, close out, give your links, contacts, all that good shit, man. And I wrote your number down, so I'm going to be contacting you soon, because I would love to do another interview or whatever.
Man, you contact me anytime. Contact me anytime, brother. Thought I gave you my number the last time. I might have switched numbers by then, though. But
right.
Yeah, contact me at any time. And in closing, folks, I'm Dane Calloway on YouTube. I'm just here to make you think everywhere else. I'm just here to make you think.com. I got a little side of mine that's coming as well that's going to do 10 steps ahead of what they got going on with this campaign in us as far as being the originators in America. I got something coming up on that as well. But because I got to do my part. Because there's no knock to Tariq. He's doing what he's supposed to be doing. But so is everybody else, and they should. Of course, I'm about the history of it and educating people on it. But I also have to campaign it to the younger generation because they in their 50s. We in our 30s. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
It's our generation that's going to have to make the change.
Shit, there you have it, man. Anything else, King?
No, that's it, brother. You good. You good. I'm just surprised that he came out his mouth like that, man. I really am, but...
That's fucking crazy. And it made me, like you said, you paid money to buy his albums. He was the only artist that I spent my money on his albums. Everything else, bootleg. I went to the stores. I took the train.
I went to the store. Exactly.
To buy it, family. Cash.
Yep.
And
cash.
You say, I have no respect.
Back then, it was $23 to buy his albums. I never forget it. Sometimes it'd be on sale for $17.99 at Tower Records. I had all of them.
Come on, man. This is coming from true fans that loved you, family, that respected your craft and supported the movement. This is coming from true fans, family. No haters.
I'm upset with him, but it's all about educating him because he's not educated on it. He's not. The guy's video that you played did very good. He did very well. I might even do one myself. I didn't even know this was a... I couldn't believe that this is a thing. I couldn't believe it.
And when you do one, just make sure you include. Don't ever forget it. Just make this an important part of however you put this together, that our culture is the foundation of theirs. So who influenced who? Who created what? Their sound is a derivative from our culture, and their pioneers of ska music is telling that.
I wouldn't have it no other way.
That's right.
I wouldn't have it no other way. And you know, like when I saw that, I was like, thank you. Like, I mean, it's no need to lie. I mean, your influence is your influence.
That's right. That's right.
It's not like we're trying to knock them for that, but when you turn around and say that we ain't got no culture, there's a problem.
That's right. Make sure you give your brother a shout out too. I would definitely love a shout out. You know what I mean?
I gave you a shout out a couple of times, man. But I got you. I definitely shouted you out. Hell yeah. Hell yeah. I gave you a shout out a couple of times on my lives.
Man, that's dope.
But
man,
yeah, and it's doc, I got you. For sure. In the doc. I'll write it down. I gotta do it. I've been wanting to do it anyway, to be honest with you.
Please do. I wanted to talk about the hip hop scene anyway. If you wanna have speakers in it as well. I'm down. So I'm down. However how you do it, I'm down with it. So
that'd be hot. I wouldn't mind that at all. I mean that's a good idea. In fact, I might as well do a documentary. Like, I mean, you know, no pun intended, but I can do that. Like, we can reach people.
Right.
Why not? He could do his, I could do mine. But
it needs
to be told.
That's right. Hey, man, listen, man, I'm going to make sure I keep in touch, man. Dan Calloway, man, definitely support the movement. Definitely appreciate you calling in. Stay doing your thing, and much success, man, to you and yours, man. You already.
Same thing with you, brother Mike. I appreciate you, relative.
You already know, man. Peace.
Wado.
That's my guy right there. Shout out to Dan Calloway, man. Much love and respect. Regardless of what he and Tariq Nasheed is going on, man, hopefully they can amend whatever it is. That's not my problem, but hopefully these brothers, you know, prevail over this nonsense and let us protect the culture as much as we can. You know, only thing we're trying to do is wake up our own people. We just doing it in our own way from all different kind of angles. We all don't know everything, so we are going to make some mistakes along the way. We are. It's natural. It's just important to correct those things and just move forward, because this is all about culture. Culture, because without culture, we are nothing. I'm just flabbergasted by everybody else loving their culture and protecting their culture. And we as Black Americans has to be the only ones to just give ours away. It can't happen no more. We are woken now, y'all. Let's not ever forget. Elephant is shaking the fucking room. He's no longer being ignored. No more elephant in the room. It's just the elephant in its room and y'all not in there. You shook the shit up. This is our culture, one of the greatest cultures ever. And let's not sell our fucking culture away again. Because this is exactly what you get. Spread the motherfucking word. Top shatas are back in full effect. And your dongle. Some shit, you know I love that fucking movie, Shatas. See, you see how I love the culture? Y'all have to have the same for mine. Because if you don't, listen. We're just going to let you know what it is. Listen, I'm going to play a little bit of this. I'm ready to go now. I've been here long enough. I'm glad y'all enjoyed yourself. All I ask, hit that like before you leave. Make sure you show this program. Show this program to everybody you can. Just share, share, share. Share, 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 share. It don't, it's a couple of clicks with the button. Two goddamn clicks from the share button and it's done. Please share this, man. Please share this. Thank you. And let me continue with this. I'm not, this is not going to be long. A good 10 minutes. I'm ghost. Let's go.
You know what I mean? And so hip-hop came from rebellion. Not letting people tell us what to do. And we're pushing back. That's hip-hop for you.
That's good. Do you subscribe to the notion that there are three founding fathers of hip-hop?
No.
No what? Remember, they can't hear my question.
Mm-hmm.
So you can word that however you want.
No, hip-hop was... hip-hop was formulated through a bunch of DJs, right? You know, there was a Kool Herc and there was a Flash, there was Bambaataa, you know, where there was DJs before them, like me, myself. And it was Mario. You had other people like Breakout. You have other people like the L Brothers. You have other people like AJ. These people put music, put, you know, hip-hop on the map. And you know, this wasn't these guys. I mean, Herc had music. He did his music thing. You can't take anything from him on that. Bambaataa had the records, you know. But, you know, I had the crossfade mixer. And they couldn't do all the technical stuff they did if they didn't see me having that. Or the crossfade mixer never came out. So with the crossfade mixer and Herc music and Bambaataa's records, you know, everything came together as one, and then it exploded. And then rappers stopped coming in and went crazy. And then they started making records of what you know, what's going on in the streets. And once people heard it on a record and they heard it in the streets, that really went well. Because this is raw. This is really hip hop. And the industry didn't even know what to do with it. They wasn't touching it, you know. Now they messed it up because the industry is into it now. And they're making the music again, just like disco, duplicating the same sound over and over and over. With hip-hop, the creativity in hip-hop, that it can go either way, you know. It can go so many ways. Keep doing the same thing. Make it fresh and new. But that's how it is now these days. The money, yeah. They want to get all the money out of it, yeah.
Like, let me milk this cow so there's no more milk. Then Will Chang give them something else.
Yeah, right. So Will's fall off.
Was the Bronx besieged upon? Like, were people coming from all over to come to these parties?
Yeah. You see people from Brooklyn, Queens,
Staten Island,
everybody's coming. And they wanted to hear the music. Because once a team hear it because it was different. We was just playing the beats. They come get it from here and take it back into their neighborhoods and try to create and develop their own sound.
Oh, wait a sorry about that.
Self.
Bronx was an area of talented DJs that you could get something out of it. You can hear new different music that you would normally hear on your radio station that you would normally hear.
Let me just say this. This is Cool DJ D, one of the first founders doing DJ back in the days, way before Cool Herc. And I'm responding to what Mike said. He had face tumors. He had a lot of face tumors, so he had a lot of surgery. So he had some issues. He had a lot of tumors on his face. So that's what it's for. And he wasn't nothing to fuck with back in the day. He was one of the founders of the Black Spades, nigga. You know what I mean? These niggas is from the Bronx. Black Spades was the biggest gang out there. You understand what I'm saying? But that's what that is. He had face tumors, but much love and respect to him. Let's get it.
Yeah, on a day to day, but in the Bronx you would get new music, something different all the time, and even in some